Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in our emotional experiences, in our metaphysics and the politics. This is Heather Rowan Robbins calling in tonight from Ronan, Montana, and I hope to be joined by Mark Wolf and Ann Ortley through the evening from New York and Florida, or New York and New York, depending upon where they are in their travels. And this week has been a really interestingly tricky week. Last Friday, we're right between two not particularly rare, like yearly aspects, but they're both grim and thoughtful, and they're occurring bam, bam, one right after the other. Mercury conjunct Pluto on Friday and brought our minds to loss, to power struggles, to the awareness of 30,000 people leaving this earth at the earthquake in Turkey and Syria. My dog died that day. I've known several elders that have died. This is a low energy time. This is right before the spring equinox. So many people who are dealing with age or disease of low energy, long-term chronic diseases, if they're going to leave, this is an easy time for them to go. Right in this month before the vernal equinox, last week as Mercury conjunct Pluto. Now, at the end of this week, the Sun conjuncts Saturn and brings us into that awareness, as Mark has been talking about, when we kind of give ourselves a report card. I think of it as when we think of that point in our time, if we look decades ahead to our own deathbed and look back at this time, do we feel we're on track? Are we doing what we really want to do? Did we come online in a good way? And that, you know, are we doing, are we really just doing, not necessarily living out our potential, but doing what we're called to do at this moment in our life? And it's an important place to look, an important part of the process to practice. So notice those kind of serious, grim aspects on either side of the week. We also saw last week with Mercury conjunct Pluto that a certain grimness in conversation. In astrology, many astrologers got caught up in a huge online debate on whole sign houses and, you know, are whole sign houses actually a house system? Are they are something else entirely? What are they? The debate went back and forth, and, you know, 6-hour YouTube rebuttals. It's been really interesting. It's a run-in between various approaches towards the past, translations of the past. None of these are really based on what systems work for them now and what was the evidence, but translations of old astrologers. And the debate's been wild. And it's, in my theory, is that all the systems have their own way of working. Which way do you cut an orange? Every way you cut is going to give you a different perspective. If you know your way of looking at the divisions and looking at the systems, it works for you. Now, when I leave out the house, I use the Koch house systems. Many use Placidus or Porphyry or Campanus. Not many use Alcibiades or Regimontanus, but there's a bunch of house systems out there. They are mathematical patterns. They're ways that we have of building a grid over the stars and the patterns and get more information out of it. When I don't use the houses, I'm missing a whole layer for me, but that's the way I'm used to working with it. I think I wish that astrologers, like any other organization or group, would get over the process of deciding who's right and who's wrong, and instead speak about, well, this works for me, and here's my evidence, what works for you, and expand on each other's process rather than, and expand our toolbox rather than have to make somebody wrong. But that process, that debate has been going wildly. Now, with that Mercury-Pluto conjunction, it also brings out, it can bring out a certain paranoia. It makes great for solving mysteries, wanting to understand the problem, but it also, when we look at all the theories and the worries and the concerns and the conspiracies and suspicions around the Chinese weather balloon or whatever that was, and the other strange objects that are out there in space that we're trying to figure out what they are. Are they new? Have they been happening all along? What's been going on with these balloons? Are they carrying payloads? Are they looking for information? And people's minds have gone wild, way ahead of the information that we can connect. So it's interesting to see how that works. Now, on the weekend was the Super Bowl, which I did not watch. I only tuned into the halftime later. But even in the Super Bowl, there was Anne pegged it when she said at a certain time there was going to be an upset decision, and she timed that. It turned out it was when the referee called a questionable decision, which possibly turned the tide away from the Eagles and to the Kansas City Chiefs. Out here in Native country, there's a lot of anger still around the fact that the Chiefs are making mascots out of a people, and that they need to let go of their racist mascot and their tomahawk chop, which is not theirs, is totally culturally appropriated. And so that's another debate that's gone on. There's also a debate about whether or not the halftime show with Rihanna was different from others. I thought it was fabulous, but a lot of people had trouble with it or didn't think it was enough. But it was beautiful, and there she was, pregnant, doing the halftime show and kicking it in the Super Bowl. At the same time, we had four women flying over the Super Bowl. The only good aspect this week, or the only really strong and positive aspect, happens tomorrow, just on Valentine's Day. Venus conjuncts Neptune, and that can be the idealization of romance, which can be hard on people because this is not a particularly romantic week. And for those that don't have someone to exchange flowers with, that can make it even worse. It's only me that my life is so miserable. So I would ask them to bring it back down to a real Venusian version, which isn't about romantic love necessarily, but about walking the beauty way, walking in right relationship to one another. To tomorrow, make an effort to use your heart in a good way, to expand that heart, to make an act of compassion and have that resonate throughout your life and your offering. Now, so that's tomorrow's Venus-Neptune conjunction. And don't use it as a chance to hold other people up to your ideal of what's wonderful, but instead really work forward with it as a place of the heart. So tomorrow during the day, the moon will be in Sagittarius, which kind of can help us take the dogs on a walk and make an effort of, make it your gift to the world. to do an act of compassion tomorrow and make that your Valentine. The moon goes into Capricorn on, actually Venus conjuncts Neptune tomorrow night. It's early on Wednesday that it's exact. And then the sun conjuncts Saturn on Thursday as the moon goes into Capricorn and asks us to get serious, to take something down and make it happen, to tie up the loose ends, to bring effort in and take ourselves seriously. For people who've had trouble with work, getting work, or are having trouble getting down to work on a project they've been putting off, that some Saturn conjunction can help us get there. If we don't have something to do, depression is probable, so it's helpful to have a short-term project to throw yourselves into later on in this week, and long-term projects to build good things, to use Saturn in a positive way. Saturn asks for structure and support and daily steps moving us in the direction of what we would like to build in our lives. So it's going to be an interesting pattern. On February 18th, the sun enters Pisces. That's this weekend. The sun will enter Pisces for the last month of the season. We have a new moon in Pisces early the following week. We'll be talking about that next week as Venus enters Aries. So there's a fresh chapter coming, fresh energy moving forward. This week, be kind to one another, be kind to the heart, be supportive of the process, and use this time for an inventory, not of to be hard on oneself or to use it to say, I'm falling short or my relationship's falling short or my work's falling short of what I want. But how can I do this? How can I turn this around and step forward in and begin to build something positive? Because of this aspect, several people are finding they had to really let go of what they thought was working. And they really are maybe at a crossroads. Release that so they release an old thought of a job or an old way of being so that they can step forward and find something that really feeds them. So we'll leave that for now. I'm going to start answering phone calls and we'll take it from there. Remember to hit 1 if you want to raise your hand. And this might be. Hello, this is Heather. 17, you're on the air. How can I help you? Hello? Okay, we're going to put that on hold for now. Try another call. Hello, area code 336, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Yes, I was trying to see if I can, I guess it's kind of like a reading. Do y'all do?
Or yeah, go ahead and give me your birth data and we'll answer a question.
Yes, ma'am. My birthday is 9/10/1964.
1964, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Time?
Oh, my goodness, what is my time? 4. Oh, it's in, you got to know that time.
Well, close as you can give me, it works.
I think it's 4:30, 8 p.m. I'm not for sure.
Something and like where?
4:27 p.m., I think. 4:27.
Okay, 4:27. And what? Where were you born?
Norwalk, Connecticut.
Norwalk, Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and what's your question? You're Virgo, Moon and Scorpio, and you and Beyonce, and with a Capricorn rising.
Yes, Beyonce. So, yeah. I don't really have a specific question. Do I need to have one? I just
no, you don't have to have one. We can just talk about what's going on.
Yeah, at this time, what's going to happen for me.
So, you know, do you work with astrology much yourself?
A little bit.
Good.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So, you know, you were born about 4 days after the Sun conjunct Pluto. So you're really good with heavy things. You're not always so good with little, you know, all the things. You and I are both Virgos, and so is Anne. We're supposed to be good with the details, but sometimes we're not. And mm-hmm. you've got Mercury in Virgo, so you have a good mind for those details, but it looks like you can run some anxiety and forget that sometimes.
Yeah.
You've just coming out of a tricky aspect, and I have a lot of hope for the next phase in your life. Right around the time of the beginning of the pandemic, we think Pluto came across your ascendant and went into your first house. And it has been opposed your Mars on and off for the last 2 years. It's got one more pass in the fall to oppose your Mars, and then it kind of moves on. It'll come to oppose your Venus later on. But right now, I think Pluto opposed Venus asks us to use our heart in a big way and take ourselves seriously and look at our relationship patterns. But Pluto opposed Mars can be really hard. It can make it hard to do what we really want to do. So it feels like that's a good shift for you, that Pluto is moving past that and really asks you to let go of what other people may have wanted for you, and really tuned in to what works for you, what makes you healthy and happy. And you're heading into your Saturn return this spring as Saturn comes to conjunct your Saturn. And I think the second Saturn return is a really empowering time. It's a time when a lot of women feel like they're stepping out of, you know, again, all those family projections and into some work they've always wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
and some process they've always wanted to do, really feeling like they've come of age of themselves. I say it's stepping into your queen phase. There's maid, mother, queen, crone, and it sort of steps into your queen phase. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Now, you're quite intuitive and quite perceptive. You've got a loaded eighth house. You have Sun, Pluto, and Uranus in the eighth house. Your moon was conjunct Neptune when you were born. So it looks like, you know, your mom might have been emotionally distracted at times, but that you come from a long line of pretty psychic women.
Oh,
and really? Yeah. But that you may not, they may not have kind of dealt with it by feeling a little overwhelmed by life. And mm-hmm. you're finding ways of, you know, being aware of how you're intuitive and not overloading. Does that make sense?
Yes, and I'm actually working on that. I'm starting to understand that. I'm actually doing some short readings.
Excellent.
For myself, not to nobody
mm-hmm.
else. I'm just kind of working with that and,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. a lot of
meditation. I think excellent, you know, that your spiritual life is strong. And this mm-hmm. is a good time to be doing that. And I think you could do readings for other people as you build up your confidence. You know, that Virgo in you always is going to be a student for the rest of your lives. You're always going to be learning. So don't wait until you think you know enough. Just be like, okay, I'm starting. Now I'm getting a little better. And how about a little better over here? And growing it.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Right. And you've got your progressed moon is in Sagittarius and it's about to go into Capricorn. So it's going to ask you to get a little bit more grounded about your work. It'll be there for about 2.5 years. But for the next 21 months, 22 months, it's going to be in Capricorn in your 12th house. So that's really good for doing your own personal discipline, for doing your readings, building up your for yourself and for other people nearby and building up your skills, taking care of your health, reviewing your life, and kind of building up some new confidence. And as the progressed moon goes into the first house, and I think if we've got the right time, That'll be in about 21 to 22 months. You may decide it's time to take that work out to the public and say, hey, I do readings for other people. And I expect to get paid a reasonable amount for that. And to find that you're taking the work that you've been doing inside for the next couple of years out to the world, and people see that you've got this kind of grounded, thoughtful perception.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay? Yes, that's great.
And any other questions that we can help you with before I try to take another caller? Mm-hmm.
My husband, his birthday is 7/11.
Hold on. 19.
Okay.
7/11/19, yes?
1972.
And what time was he born?
I think it's 7 a.m.
And where?
He was born in Nigeria. Wari.
Okay, I'm going to go from... Nigeria, and what was your question about your husband?
Well, he's gonna would his papers be approved to come to the United States? Everything be approved? The process, the whole process, really, to come and join me.
It must be frustrating. If you've been waiting for a while.
I've been over there, but I can't travel back over there no more because the country is not good. I'm waiting for him to come, and so we can start our spiritual journey. He's very spiritual. Yeah. So
very spiritual. And you have, one of the things that we like to see in a relationship, and this is not common, but that your ascendant is his descendant, and your descendant is his ascendant. So, his ascendant, if we're roughly right on the time, it's about 23 degrees of Cancer. And yours is about 21 degrees of Capricorn. So your charts flip-flops. You really are, have each other's back, and you really see each other as mate. He was born just as the sun was rising, and on the new moon in Cancer. So the sun and moon are both in Cancer with a Cancer rising. And Pluto has been opposed that whole mess for the last couple of years. So this has been in the works for a couple of years, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
And it looks like the block is being rolled off. You still have Uranus right now is exactly square as Mercury. So he's frustrated and he's impatient. But
yes,
that Mercury will be moving past that. There's a lot of signs that the ice is defrosting and there's more room for him to come through. So I'd say to keep steady, keep on it, keep working towards it. Okay?
Yes.
And I think that's like you've been feeling it with, the Pluto opposed your Mars, and he's been feeling it with this, with the Pluto opposed to Sun, Ascendant, and Moon, and North Node and South Node. So it's you're in new territory, but we don't know how long it's going to take to unfold.
Right.
Okay?
That's very helpful, yes, yes. Very encouraging.
And I just wanted to check one more thing on his to see how... And his progressed moon is in Taurus. And in 2 months, his progressed moon goes into Gemini and allows him to have good two homes. So that may be just, you may hear something within 2 months.
Okay.
Okay? Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. And... hello, area code 949-872. You're on the air. How can I help you?
Hi, Heather. It's my birthday coming up on Sunday, and I was wondering
happy
if you
birthday.
Do a little... Thank you. Great. Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
And your birthday, you were born when?
Sure, February 19th, 1975.
Mm-hmm. Time?
4:04 p.m. in Huntington Park, California.
Okay. And your question was about a solar return or aspects for the time?
Yeah, what's this year looking like? I think there's a new moon, and so I'm just kind of wondering what the year ahead may look like.
Okay. I'm going to do a quick scan of your transits because I think they take precedent, and then we'll look at your other stuff. So by transit, you know, there's a lot going on. Right now, your progressed moon is about 18 degrees of Pisces, and in about 5 months, it conjuncts your Venus-Jupiter conjunction in Pisces natally, which is a sweet, wonderful, creative part of your chart. So there's some lovely things, but Saturn is this moment sitting on your progressed Mars, so you may feel like a little frustrated. Saturn will be coming to conjunct your Sun this year, this spring, and you'll feel younger after it's gone. But you may feel a little older during that time. But don't take that feeling too seriously. Neptune is going back and forth between your Jupiter and your Venus. Do you have a major creative project or new relationship that started recently?
Not really, but it could.
Okay. Look for that. Look for a new creative project, something to put, when Venus is affected, Neptune's on your Venus, there's a Venus-Neptune conjunction on your Venus, and it will say how, that you are, that you want to use your Venus. And that is, we say heart or art. That is, it could be form of love or creativity or compassion, but that you may really feel called to activate your Venus in an active way, not a passive way, not just sit there and feel beautiful, but to engage the world, like an act of compassion or being helpful or charitable or helping others ends up bringing in new people that support you and connect with you and help you with your own creative projects.
Awesome. Yeah,
so
I got certified for Reiki, so I'm starting to work with that now that that's what that is.
Do you work that's a lovely example. Do you work with like a Reiki study group where you get to work practice on each other?
Not yet. I was kicking it around with someone who asked me to work with him, and I said, I'm not sure I know what that looks like. Can you help me understand what that would be?
See if you could do that with a couple of people that are Reiki practitioners, and that they get together and, they take turns and work on everybody, each other.
Yeah.
So that they're practicing their skills and also making sure that they're receiving and energizing and talking about how to do the Reiki and still take good care of themselves.
Okay.
So let's take a quick look at your solar return because we're running out of time here. I'm just going to do it by natal instead of relocated because I usually use both the natal and the relocated solar return charts that can give us some good things. So on your solar return this weekend, yes, that Venus is pulling away from, it's just about to go into Aries, but it's conjunct that Neptune right on your Venus-Jupiter conjunction. The moon will be conjunct Saturn. Again, there's a lot this year about completing karmic cycles with the people that you know, so there's room for you to grow in the future. And to feel like you're just bringing that to completion. Don't feel like you're stuck. Just like we are completing this cycle and making more room. We are kind of coming to understand what we learned from each other. Now then we decide if we're going to keep going together or we're going to stop. So I'm done for tonight. Everybody have a wonderful Valentine's. You are all in my heart tomorrow. And this is Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye from Ronan, Montana. Good night.
Thank you.